We're in the studio this morning with Elizabeth and Rebecca from Alzheimer's. Now, do we call it Alzheimer's Omaha? Do we call it Alzheimer's Nebraska? Do we call it Alzheimer's Mid-America?
We call it Alzheimer's Association Nebraska Chapter.
Simple as that. Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Chris. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, now Terry, she's an intern here with Elizabeth, and I'm sure Elizabeth's putting her through her paces.
Yes.
So our first question to you is the theme for this year's walk, Rebecca.
So June is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month, and the theme this year is early detection and the value of early detection for Alzheimer's disease.
Yeah?
So, yeah.
So what brought you into this whole circle?
Well, I just graduated from UNO, Public Health, and I have always been fascinated with working with older adults and older adult health, so the Alzheimer's Association was an easy pick for me.
Well, walk season's coming up. You plan on doing both walks, I would imagine.
Yes.
Elizabeth's going to have you walking your tail off. I can tell you that right now.
I can't wait.
I don't know what you're talking about, Chris.
No.
I don't do anything to you and Terry that day.
Not
I don't make
all.
You do anything. I don't. Yeah.
Have you seen Indiana Jones and the Whip?
Yes. It's not quite like that. But.
Okay, good. Well, Elizabeth, here we go. Walk season, and we go from June being a big month for you guys, and you guys, you know, trying to get the word out, of course, and then you lead into walk season.
That's right. So June is awesome for us to kind of start conversation about Alzheimer's disease, as it's Alzheimer's Disease Awareness Month. And, you know, as Rebecca said, the theme this year is really early detection and the value of that. And what we want people to know as they're preparing for their walk teams, as they're preparing to think about what's going to happen this fall, is just to underscore that early detection really does help families significantly. And so during this month, we really just want people to know that you can get a diagnosis and you should get a diagnosis if you're concerned. You should seek that so that your family can have ample time for planning and ample time for conversations. The person living with the disease can then also have a big part of the planning process.
Mm-hmm. We've got two walk dates this year, as we always do in town.
In August, our first walk is the Sarpy County Walk to End Alzheimer's on the 25th of August, which is in the morning. That's a Saturday. And we're going to be at Prairie Queen this year, which will be great, parking right outside Warner. And then in addition, on September 23rd, we'll have our large Omaha Walk to End Alzheimer's, also moving this year to Exarban Village. We're really excited about that. That's a Sunday morning and afternoon. So you can come down, and also the farmer's market will be around too, which is always beneficial for people looking for their fresh fruits and veggies to keep their brain well and healthy.
Yes.
It really is all about diet, isn't it? A lot of it. I'm reading a book called Genius Foods right now, which has to do with foods that to eat for your brain and to help prevent these things, because prevention's a big part of it too, correct?
Diet and exercising your brain. Yeah. Learning new things, not just retracing your steps and what you've already learned. Learn a new language. Read a different kind of book. Really train your brain to make new connections. If you develop the disease, you have those connections, those spare connections to help.
That's interesting.
Do you guys have tools and things like that in the office that folks can come in and take a peek at?
We absolutely do. We have a full library that's wonderful for families looking for resources. Anything that you want to hear or learn about, we have in a library. But also people that want to go online, there's so many great tools now. You can take online education, free education. You can learn about tips to maintain your brain health, know the 10 signs, symptoms. There's a myriad of options available.
So Rebecca, we're going to test you here. What is the location of the office?
It is at, it's off of Center. It's at 117th and Arbor Street.
All right.
Yeah.
If you could only see her celebratory pose.
She even did spirit hands.
I drive there every day. I should know where it is.
Yeah. So. Okay.
You'd be surprised how often I couldn't tell anybody how to get here. Yeah. So if we want to get signed up for either walk, how do we go about that?
Simple. ALZ.org/walk. You type in your zip code and the walks that are closest to you will pop up first. And for any listeners that are outside of the metro area too, you know, there's other walks all over Southwest Iowa and Eastern Nebraska. So there's a lot of options for you. So ALZ.org/walk.
Fantastic. Great to see you. Welcome aboard,
yes,
Rebecca.
Thank you. It's wonderful being here.